Hello, everybody, and happy Tuesday evening to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from hot and sunny Daytona Beach, Florida, and Jackie Robinson Ballpark, which is site of tonight's Florida State League ballgame between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Daytona Tortugas, or the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Tonight, we have game one of a six-game series for you. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35, and it looks like we're going to be on time. There's some rain to our north that might get a little soggy here later in the evening, but we're going to start as the Mets and Tortugas are coming towards the end of the season. Only four series left when you include this one. And for the Mets, they are trying to finish on a positive note after a rough season. They got off the schneid on Sunday, the last time in action. They beat the Bradenton Marauders 6-3 at Clover Park. It was their lone win in that six-game series, and their only win against Bradenton in 12 games this year. So the Mets went 1-5 at home last week. Meanwhile, Daytona comes back red hot. They went 5-1 last week on the road, and now they are circling a potential playoff berth. If they can finish better than Jupiter in the second half, they will make their first playoffs since the league was reformatted in 2021. So the Mets trying to play spoiler. They do have three straight series against divisional foes, Daytona this week, Palm Beach next week, and then Jupiter the following week. Mets come into today's game with a 13-27 record in the second half. They're 35-71 overall. Daytona 53-52 overall, 22-17 in the second half. That's the record to keep an eye on. Palm Beach 29-11 in the second half, won the first half. They are 6.5 games up on Jupiter or Palm Daytona in the second half. Palm Beach likely going back-to-back with division titles. That means the next best team in the second half would go. Right now, Daytona at 22-17 is 2.5 games better than Jupiter at 20-20. And the Mets are way out of it at 16 games back. Over in the West Division, Fort Myers remains 2 games up on Lakeland. Fort Myers 25-13. Lakeland 24-16. Those two teams are starting a series tonight. Tampa 19-20, 6.5 out. Dunedin 19-21, 7 out. Bradenton and Clearwater bringing out the rear out of contention. Clearwater a worse record than St. Lucie in the second half, already in the playoffs as the first half champion. Other games around the Florida State League today, Jupiter and Palm Beach. The Roger Dean neighbors playing right now, 2-0 Jupiter in the sixth inning. Everybody else getting going at 6:30 or 7. Tampa at Clearwater at 6:30, Dunedin at Bradenton at 6:30, Lakeland and Fort Myers, that battle for the West starts at 7:05. Good luck to Lakeland trying to get games in on time over there. Mets didn't have any such luck. And once again, first pitch here at the Jack is set for 6:35. We're going to take a short break here on the pregame show. When we come back, the starting lineups, the pitching matchup, and the arrival of Mets draft picks from the 2024 amateur draft.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit allsmilesfamilydentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Managers meeting at home plate right now with the umpires. The umpires for tonight's ballgame, Gabe Vargas, the plate umpire. Jeremy Rotta is the base umpire. There's no ABS system here in Daytona Beach. Old school ballpark doesn't have the technology. So the umpires are calling their own balls and strikes all week long. No challenge system. You live and die with the umpire's call. The managers get to know each other very well these past 2 years. Yukari De La Cruz for the Mets, who was the bench coach last year, the manager this year, meeting with Julio Murillo, who's been the manager now two straight seasons here in Daytona. While they discuss the lineups and the ground rules, let's take a look at today's starting pitching matchup. For the Mets, it's Saul Garcia, and he squares off against Nestor Laurent of Daytona. Saul, 21 years old from Venezuela, made a great appearance 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday night in Fort Myers, struck out 9 in 4 innings, tying his career high. Last Wednesday, he had his start semi-washed out. He pitched 2 innings. Hour rain delay, did not return after the delay. For Nestor Laurent, he's 22 years old from Venezuela as well. He's been great in Daytona all season. 20 games, 5 starts, an 8-3 record, a 1.49 ERA, and he hasn't given up a run to St. Lucie in 4 games and 15 innings. The lineups will begin with the visiting Mets. Get ready for some new names and an old friend at the top. Marco Vargas activated off the injured list. He's going to lead off and play short. Boston Barrow bats second. He's at third. Ronald Hernandez hits third. He's the catcher. Eli Serrano III, the Mets' fourth-round draft pick from NC State, making his pro debut. He's batting cleanup. He's in right field. Colin Houck bats fifth. He's the DH. A.J. Ewing sixth. He's at center. Jacoby Long, Mets 17th-round pick from University of the Miami. The Hurricanes making his pro debut. He's in left field batting seventh. Jairo Cuevas hits eighth. He's at first base. And Nick Roselli from the University of Binghamton, 11th-round draft pick, will bat ninth. Play second. It's his pro debut. We'll now pause for the national anthem here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Tonight's national anthem will be performed by Jalen Desmond. And with that, it's go time for the Mets and the Tortugas. They are meeting for the 22nd of their 27 scheduled games this season. Tonight, the start of a 6-game set at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The Tortugas lead the season series 14-7, including a 6-3 mark at home. Daytona has a plus 41 run differential on the year against the Mets, outscoring St. Lucie 100-59. Told you the Mets starting lineup. How about the Daytona starting defense? It's going to be Jack Moss at first base, Trey Faltine at second, Sammy Stafura, the reigning FSL Player of the Week at short. At third base, Carlos Sanchez, for my money, the best prospect on this Daytona team, one of the best in the league. In left field, Eastmith Pineda, center field, Yerlin Confidant, and right field, the big bopper, Ariel Amonte, who's basically made his season off the St. Lucie Mets. Not many changes for Daytona since these teams last met for that 6-game series July 1 through 6. And the catcher, Diego Amaña, for Daytona, which is in its white and pink jersey tops, breast cancer awareness jerseys that wear every Tuesday home game. Mets going to stick with the orange jersey tops with the Florida Mr. Mitt in the left chest. Blue numbers on the front and back. Solid blue helmet, solid blue cap, the STL logo, gray pants. And we welcome back Marco Vargas to action. He gives a little fist bump to the catcher, Omanya. Digs in the left-handed batter's box. He's been plagued with wrist and hamstring injuries all season. Really has not got his season going. Well, one last sprint to the finish here. 4 weeks left. Let's see if he can stay healthy and produce. Home plate umpire Gabe Vargas signals for the first pitch. It's on the way from Laurent, and it's flowing into deep left field. Pineda going back. So is Pineda. And Confidani makes the catch. Confidani on the middle of the warning track. First pitch swinging. Vargas did not miss a home run by very much. First pitch, 635, 86 degrees and partly cloudy. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. So close. Wind is blowing out and out to center and left here. Very favorable conditions for the hitters. Now Boston Barrow at the plate. 1-for-4 on Sunday with an RBI single. He's your active leader in batting average in the league. He's got a chance to win the league's batting title, hitting 289. Grounds a ball, pass Laurent out to second. Scoop by Faltine, throws to first in time. Two up, two down on three pitches for Nestor Laurent. And Laurent, who's had the Mets numbers this year, Laurent in four games against the Mets, all in relief, by the way, 3-0, has not given up a run. Only 11 hits and now 15 in the third innings. Ronald Hernandez is next. And if we want to see a newbie to the St. Lucie Mets and the pros bat, Ronald's got to get on. Eli Serrano in the on-deck circle. And Ronald Hernandez checks his swing on appeal. He held up. Ball one. No score. Two outs. Just underway in Daytona Beach tonight. Hot and partly cloudy. Steamy here off the artificial surface. 1-0 pitch, and it's outside. Fastball at 92 miles an hour. Again, the home plate umpire calling his own balls and strikes. No ABS system, no challenge system this week. I don't have that Hawkeye fancy technology here in Daytona. Not yet, at least. 2-0 pitch, a swing and a miss on a changeup at 85 miles per hour. Ronald had two hits on Sunday, including his fifth home run of the season, a very impressive two-run shot halfway up the berm in right field. Hopefully a sign of things to come from the power department. He lines this ball right at second base. Faltine makes the catch, and the inning is over. We'll have to wait to see Eli Serrano in his first plate appearance until the second inning because it's a 1-2-3 start for Nestor Laurent. When we come back, those Mets draft picks make their debuts in the field, and Saul Garcia will be on the mound.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
For as good as Nestor Laurent has been against the Mets, it's been equally as rough for Saul Garcia against Daytona. Garcia this year in three games, 0-3, a 10.80 ERA, 17 hits and 15 runs in 10 innings. But he's been pitching better recently. Let's see if that carries over to this game today as he faces Yerlin Confidon. Garcia working from the stretch exclusively these days. Throws the first pitch changeup outside for ball one. He's mainly a fastball slider guy, but first pitch of the night goes change. He's faced the Tortugas a lot this year, so maybe a different plan of attack. Fastball away at 94, two balls and no strikes. Sal was the Mets series opening long man against Fort Myers 2 weeks ago on the road. That worked out really well. As this pitch gets over for a strike at 87. Called Grant Hartwig started that night on rehab, pitched one inning. Then Sal the next four with nine strikeouts. Mets won that game 4-0. Pitch just below the knees. Looked really good. Garcia with the head shake. Didn't like it. That was another, it looked like a changeup. It's 3-1 on Confidon. Confidon fouls away the fastball above the third base dugout. Full count. This is the Mets' third trip up I-95 to Daytona Beach. Just over a two-hour drive from Clover Park. Payoff pitch. And it's fouled away again. That one over towards the coach's area of the dugout on the Daytona side. Bus pulled out of Clover Park today at noon. Guys got here around 2:30, unpacked, got ready for the game. Coming off yesterday's off day. 3-2 pitch, struck him out on the slider. Sal Bado is back from 3-1 to get the K. Confidon will have a seat. And it will bring up Ricardo Cabrera, who's had a really good season for Daytona. Top 15 prospect for the Cincinnati Reds. Dangerous hitter. First pitch to him. He'll take it inside for ball one. Cabrera hitting .260 on the season. This is his 88th game. Out of Daytona's 106 now. 18 doubles, 2 triples, and 10 homers. Pops one up right side. Mets have a chance at this. It's the first baseman, Cuevas, makes the catch. 2 up, 2 down. 5 batters in this game all have been retired. Mets defense. Sal Garcia, the pitcher. Ronald Hernandez is his battery mate. Cuevas at first. The new guy, Nick Roselli, at second. Marco Vargas back at short. A new up-the-middle combo. Boston Barrow at third. Jacoby Long in left in his pro debut, A.J. Ewing in center, and Eli Serrano in his pro debut in right. See how the chemistry mixes today. Fastball up high, ball one, to Sammy Stafura, the FSL Player of the Week. Daytona's got two consecutive FSL Players of the Week. Trey Faltine 2 weeks ago. Somebody is going to get red hot apparently this week. Mets have to be careful. Second pitch is up high. It's 2-0 on Stafura. And he takes a strike right down the middle. Launches it all the way in. Two and one with two outs and nobody on. Garcia's pitch is fouled away. It's 2-2. Stafura, second round draft pick by Cincinnati last year out of Panas High School in New York State. He's been a really good player for the Tortugas since coming over middle of the season. And a very impressive series at Clover Park back in June. 2-2 pitch from Garcia on the way. Fastball high at 95, and it's a full count. Stafura, a righty, waits on the pitch. Garcia delivers, and it's a line drive caught at second base by Roselli, tailing away from him, but Nick ran it right down. So, Sal Garcia matches Nestor Laurent with a 1-2-3 inning. Six up, six down this evening at the Jack.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around the...
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald back with you from Daytona Beach, Florida. 10-minute first inning. Heck yes. Hot night like tonight? Sign me up for some more of that. Six batters, six outs, and here we go. We're going to get a draft pick at the plate for the Mets. Eli Serrano, the third outfielder, fourth-round pick from NC State. Lefty hitter in the box, his first professional at-bat. Mr. Laurent, first pitch, and he swings in and hit, drives it right into the right field, and it's caught by Almonte. That was absolutely scorched. Almonte barely had to move, just had to reach up at the last moment. One pitch, one out. Solid contact there from Serrano. Next up, Colin Houck, last year's first-round pick, who has homered in consecutive series, once in Fort Myers, and then on Sunday at home against Bradenton. And he swings at the first pitch and fouls it away off to the right. A lot of eager swingers here. Pointed out to me by Daytona broadcaster Brennan Mintz that Confidant and Stafura recording outs on payoff pitches for Daytona in the bottom of the first. Neither 3-2 pitch was a strike. The guys are swinging, including Houck, fouls another one back. And it's nothing in two. Teams are aggressive out of the gate. Now for Houck, both those pitches in the strike zone. Laurent, the 0-2. Low for a ball, fastball at 92 miles an hour. Pitch to Houck, and he hits it off of himself. Goes out to the pitcher. Foul ball. Went off the shin guard. We have a big shelf cloud out to our north by the Halifax River. Keeps inching closer. It's provided some cloud cover here at the ballpark. A 1-2 pitch. Houck will line it foul. I'll scamper them in the Daytona bullpen down the left field side. Remains a ball and two strikes on Houck. Sitting 207, five home runs and 45 driven in this season, all with St. Lucie. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Blew it right by him. Houck strikes out. Five up, five down for Laurent. And now A.J. Ewing will come up. A.J., who did not play on Sunday, but batting sixth today, that's been his best spot in the lineup this year. Mentioned that the Mets bringing in those three new draft picks and activating Marco Vargas from the injured list. Well, the Mets had to move some guys around to make room, as a pitch is called a strike to Ewing. So those who have departed us, give you that after this pitch, 0-1. Ewing grounds it out to second. Another play for Faltine, his third of the night. Inning over. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Laurent. Nine batters in this game, and all have been retired by the two pitchers. We'll have more on the Mets roster moves when we come back in the home second. No score.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single-game tickets or a 10-game flex pack, all for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop. I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
How long can you go in this game without a base runner? Let's find out. We're in the bottom of the second. Ariel Amonte will lead it off. Amonte, massive season against St. Lucie, against everybody else, so-so. Amonte is your league leader in the league with 18 homers. And Saul Garcia's first pitch to him is a swinging strike. And Amonte, of those 18 homers, a third. Six have come at the expense of the St. Lucie Mets. 0-1 pitch, fouled straight back. Nothing in two. Garcia, strikeout, pop out, and a line out in the first. O-2. Slider down and in. Amonte lets it pass. It's a good pitch for 0-2. The 1-2 now. Change up down and away. Two balls, two strikes. He could not get him to chase the two pitches after 0-2. Now he's got to try to bring it in the zone. Pitch fouled away in and out of the mitt of Ronald Hernandez. Not enough of it to affect it out of that glove. Fastball at 95. Two pitch, slider hammered foul. That ball absolutely drilled. A scramble in the Mets bullpen down the right field side. Again, we're in Daytona, which means we're in constricted areas here. Everybody's bunched up down in that bullpen, more so in the dugouts. 2-2 pitch, and that's the hard-hit ground ball backhanded at short by Vargas. He better hurry up. He throws to first in the nick of time. I'm not sure why Marco was patting the ball in his mitt, and the Mets are very fortunate that that was an out call. I'm looking to first base. Where's the ball? Why is it not there? Oh, Marco still has it in the mitt. Yeah. First game back in a while. Looking for the pass. He's got a strong arm and a great glove, but maybe the timing of it all. A little lacking after extended time on the injured list. 10 batters, 10 outs. Now E. Smith Pineda. Amonte couldn't reach. And Pineda, oh, he got hit by the pitcher to hit the bat. Hit the bat. It came up and in and scraped off the bat. Well, he doesn't have an elbow guard or a wrist guard or a pad on his mitt, so, yeah, that had to be the bat. 0-1 pitch, that one's outside a slider. Good start here for Saul Garcia, retiring all four batters he has faced. Pitch is up and away. Garcia's one start here was July 3rd this year. It was rough. Gave up four runs in the first inning. Ended up pitching five and only giving up one more run as this slider is popped foul into the stands. That was that July 3rd game. Big night. Daytona's biggest crowd of the year. Everybody's going crazy. Daytona jumps out of that huge lead. And by the time the game was over, the Mets looked at it and was like, wow, they had their chances to get back in that game. Just didn't quite happen. The 2-2 pitch, and it's a slider away, full count. This will be the third full count for Garcia. He's gotten the other two batters. Payoff pitch to Pineda, and he lines it to third, and it's snagged by Barrow. Reaching towards the line, Boston makes the catch. So Sal Garcia, 3-for-3 on retiring hitters in full counts. And if Boston doesn't catch that, it's heading down the line. All right, let's see if he can do it and match Laurent with two perfect innings. He'll face the lefty Jack Moss. First pitch, fastball right down the pipe. Strike one. Jack Moss from Inglewood, Colorado, drafted 11th round last year to Texas A&M. Bench piece for Daytona. Fouls off the pitch at 94, and it's nothing in two. Sal Garcia closing in. And retiring every batter that's been put in front of him tonight. The 0-2 pitch. Line drive out of play. Skirts down the third base side. Defensive last second swing for Moss just to keep the at-bat going. No score, two outs, nobody on base. Garcia set. Glove at the chest, the 0-2 pitch. Slider up high. Moss lets it go. One and two. Mets defense playing the lefty Moss straight up. It's not always the case with left-handed batters. 1-2 pitch, and it's a ground ball. Nice back-handed stop at second by Roselli. Makes the play. Did not let that ball eat him up off this hot surface. The artificial turf, it gets on you quick. It's two perfect innings for Garcia. He did match Nestor Laurent. 12 batters, 12 outs in this ballgame.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Jacoby Long, Mets 17th round pick out of the University of Miami Hurricanes, leads off. Can he become the first base runner of the night as he is the game's 13th batter? He takes ball one from Laurent. Long, very upright stance, right-handed hitter, very back of the box. Second pitch, slider down and away. And his fellow 2024 draft pick Eli Serrano lined out hard on the very first pitch of the second inning. Ground ball to third. Stabbed by Sanchez. Throw across the diamond is on time. It's another batter who is out. 13 in a row. How long can this streak go on? Maybe Jairo Cuevas will break it. He is next. So the dark clouds continue to roll over the Halifax River to our north and out to the Atlantic Ocean. Oh, yeah. Looking at the radar as this pitch is in there for a strike. That is a big blob of red up at Flagler and Ormond Beach. But it appears to be sliding off the coast into the ocean. Let it stay there. Cuevas swings and misses on a fastball at 90, and it's nothing in two. No score, one out in the top of the third. 0-2 pitch inside with the slider. One and two. Quiet start to this one. No base runners yet. 1-2. Cuevas swings and misses at the changeup. The streak will continue. 14 batters retired in this ballgame to start. Nick Roselli's made two nice defensive plays. Lefty batter steps in. Mets 11th round pick out of Binghamton. Grew up a Mets fan. Now he wears the blue and orange. His first pro game. Slider inside. Met these three guys in the locker room before the game. All very excited to be here. The family either in town at the game or hopefully listening, perhaps watching on Bally Live on the Daytona feed. Fastball for a strike. It's one and one. Slider swung on and missed, and it's one and two. He's way out in front of that one. And we'll step out of the box. This guy's also got to be cognizant of that pitch clock. Alert to the pitcher with 8 seconds left. He's right back in. Arantz 1-2. He swung and missed. Did Roselli, and the inning is over. It's a 1-2-3 inning again for Laurent. He's perfect through the first three. 15 batters in the game, 15 outs recorded. Let's see if Garcia can match him one more time.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
This is starting to get on the brink of absurdity here. As we come to the first batter of the home third inning without a base runner yet. First pitch, ball one to Carlos Sanchez from Saul Garcia. Well, Laurent has been more dominant and more efficient. Garcia still has a chance to match him. This ball is fouled away. Laurent, 27 pitches, 19 strikes through three innings. Sowell came into this inning at 33 pitches total. So more pitches with three fewer outs. Swing and a miss on the slider. And I wonder, I have to ask Sowell this after the game, based on how Laurent's pitching, is he feeding off that? Not knowing he has to match because he's got to keep the team in the game, but just, okay, I see what you're doing. I'll try to do the same. Ground ball to Boston Barrow. Stabs it, throws to first. Dug out by Cuevas as Boston short-armed it. Cuevas so good over there at first base, whether he's fielding it, running for it, or scooping it. 16 straight batters in this game. Diego Omana. Next. Yeah, but is the competitiveness heightened now by on Sewell's side? And he just wants to look just as good as his counterpart. As this pitch is inside for a ball. And again, Sewell's been pitching well. The last two starts, well, technically two games ago was not a start because Grant Hartwig got the start on rehab. But in a very close game, he pitched four shutout innings. Ground ball back to Sowell. He'll stab it, run halfway to first, dump it off. Omana's out. 17 batters, 17 outs. And now Sal Garcia trying to retire the entire side in order to start the night. It's up to Trey Faltin. Can he become the first batter to reach base? And if he doesn't, that means nobody who started this game will have gotten on base in their at-bat. First pitch. Oh, he crushed it deep left field. That's going to break the streak. Way out over the batting cage in left field. Faltin, his sixth home run with one swing. The game's first base runner, hit, and run. 1-0 Tortugas. That's one way to end the streak. Just a groove fastball, and it was absolutely demolished. So just past the left field wall, they have this big batting cage, and it cleared that. If you're looking at the equivalency as a time is called, the light show is still going on here. The umpire spotted that. New LED lights here at the Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Flash when the home run is hit or when a win is recorded. You're not flashing anymore as this pitch is outside the Confidant. So if you're looking for an equivalency, if you're at Clover Park, that would have been hit over the Corona Beach House and over that boardwalk onto the half field. That's how much of a mammoth shot for Faltin that was. We do not have the TrackMan computer in the booth tonight, so I cannot tell you the distance at the moment. We'll find out after the inning. Ground ball to third. Barrow's going to scoop it. Throws to first, better this time, and Confidant is out. Well, Garcia's retired 9 of 10. Unfortunately for him, the one batter that got on, Homer. 1-0 Daytona. We go to the fourth.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
We have the StatCast numbers from TrackMan on that Trey Faultine home run. 409 feet to dead left field. A no-doubter. 107 miles per hour off the bat. That was a big daddy home run. And now for the Mets who trail, let's see if they can make an adjustment here and get a hit. Marco Vargas will lead it off. He takes strike one. And then a ball high from Laurent. Marco almost homered on the first pitch of the game. Hit one to left field that was caught in the middle of the warning track. And did have a breeze going with him. But it wasn't enough as he takes this skipper in the dirt. Meanwhile, there is no breeze to speak of right now. That storm has brewed to our north, staying away. Perhaps knocking some of the wind out with it. 2-1 on Vargas. And he flies one into center field at Coffeydon, who sees it in the clouds, comes in, makes the catch. And that's for Laurent, who had held the Mets off the scoreboard in four relief appearances spanning 14 and two-thirds innings entering today, has pitched 3 1/3 perfect innings. 10 batters, 10 outs. He's just had the Mets number all season. And he's putting together his best effort yet. Barrow next. And he's going to take one all the way to the backstop. Just a miscatch by the catcher, Omanya. Boston grounded out in the second. Looking through the first time through the order, Mets didn't really even have anything close to hit other than the Vargas warning track ball. This ball squibbed down the third base side. It's fair and rolling. Boston's going to hustle up to second base. The throw by Pineda is late, and it's going to be a double for Boston Barrow. Third base side wide open for the lefty. The third baseman Sanchez playing out by short. That ball just went right by the bag. Long way for Pineda to run. So there's the Mets' first hit. It's a double for Boston Barrow. I mean, no hitter for either team today. And now let's see if the Mets can tie the game. The tying run in scoring position. That's Barrow's 16th double of the season. Hernandez is next. He lined out to second. Boston shuffling around, not running. Pitch home as a changeup high. 1-0 Tortugas. One out, runner on second in the top of the fourth. Each team now with the hit. All the hullabaloo, 17 batters in a row retired to start the game. Not going to have a no-hitter tonight. Swing and a miss by Hernandez late on a fastball at 89. It looks like it's coming harder than it is from Laurent. He does a good job to hide his pitches. Passball not overpowering with its speed as the slider is high. Check swing on appeal he held, according to Jeremy Rada. Two balls and a strike. Laurent looks back to second. Stafura playing right behind the bag. Pitch home, swung on and missed the changeup. Hernandez will use his timeout. Readjust the batting gloves. Switch hitter homered from that left side on Sunday. Dig back in. It's a guessing game right now. Fastball, slider, changeup. They've all been good from Laurent tonight. Pitch. High. Good take. might have been a cutter. 88 miles an hour. Full count. Aron's pitch. Swung on and missed. The changeup struck him out. Pitch was out of the zone as well. Hernandez cannot lay off. So, Eli Serrano, the new guy, smoked one to right field, right at Almonte in the first pitch. He saw as a pro in the second inning. Looking for a two-out RBI hit. Tie this game up. First pitch. He'll take the changeup, strike one. So Laurent was not going to be ambushed again. Perhaps sensing he got away with the last one. Pitches inside, gets away to the backstop. And Boston will travel down to third base. Call that a wild pitch for the moment. Although Manya tonight has had some troubles making clean catches. Tying run 90 feet away. Serrano, the Mets' fourth round pick. Pick number 111 overall. Fourth year sophomore, signed for $697,000. Just above slot value. Laurent will step off. Disengagement number one. He's working from the windup now. And this ball is hitting the center field for a base hit. Eli Serrano, his first career hit as a professional, ties this game at one. A good piece of hitting. Served it right back into center field. Congratulations to him. That ball goes to the dugout to keep for all time. So 10 straight retired by Laurent to start, but a double and a single from Barrow and Serrano have the Mets on the board. So in a very short span, this game has gone from perfect for each pitcher to both teams have runs and hits. Now Houck at the plate. He will spoil one foul. Ball and a strike. Well, somebody opined this to me. With the addition of Serrano, Roselli, Long, these guys are going to bring a different juice to the team now. They're pros. They want to make good impressions on the organization, their teammates. Does their presence elevate the other guys around them? Guys like Houck and Ewing, draft picks from last year, do they raise their game now? Hopefully it rubs off. 2-1 pitch, and Houck swings and misses at the slider. Two balls and two strikes. We have seen, we saw it firsthand last week, the addition of Berg and Gorson for the Marauders certainly injected life into that team. Laron's pitch. And Houck fouls it off his foot, and that ball is going to go all the way up to short. It's a fast track in Daytona. Olympics behind us, but talking track and field here. It's all artificial surface, except for the mound and home plate. And over the years, they put in this artificial surface in 2019. It's really been matted down. Well, these balls come off as scorchers on the ground. Houck swings and misses at the slider and strikes out. Well, Laurent threw four innings, but the Mets got to him. Barrow's double down the line, and Serrano's two-out RBI single brings Boston around. This game tied at one through three and a half.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at StLucyMets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Adam McDonald on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Wind is picked back up. Storm continues to slide away from us. So we play unimpeded tonight, and strike one is called to Ricardo Cabrera, who did not like it. Sal Garcia's retired 9 of 10, just the Faltine home run. This game tied at 1. Slider away. Well, Laurent and Sal Garcia been used mainly as relievers on the totality of the year. We'll see how long each can continue to pitch. Cabrera flies this ball deep right field. Long run for Serrano, but he makes a good read, angles it correctly, and makes the catch over towards the corner. Ball did not have the carry. It looked like it would off the bat from a big, strong guy, and Cabrera claps his hands as he runs back across the diamond. Knows he did not miss that by very much. This is a hitter's-friendly ballpark. Those new listeners out there, 400 feet to dead center, 317 to left, 325 to right. Wind usually blows straight out. Pitches inside to Stafer on appeal. He did not go. Wind is usually friendlier out to center and left, but it doesn't hurt you when you hit it out to right. Surrounded by water on all sides, this old ballpark, as a strike is delivered on the corner. Stafer shocked him. It was called a strike. We have the Halifax River within sight. It's just a stone's throw from the right field outfield wall. Swing and a miss on the slider. And it's 0-2. We have this small canal just to the left of the third base stands. You could throw a ball from pitcher's mound into the water. Many foul balls go over there, too. Garcia ready with the 1-2 pitch. And it's a fastball just up. Saul thought he had the strike. And that canal separates the ballpark from Main Street, Daytona Beach. Slider away, full count. Main Street of downtown, I should say. Great little shops over there. Love visiting those shops. Beautiful new park they put in. Great area. 3-2 pitch, slider, grounded weakly out to short, scooped up by Barrow. Barehand throw to first, not in time. And Barrow beat Vargas to the ball, but he could not beat Stafura with the throw. It'll be a hustle infield single for Stafura, the only other hit for Daytona outside the home run. That was trouble once it got by the mound. Boston. Very nice play, barehanded, and a strike to first against a lesser runner. He might have actually gotten out. Now Almonte, who takes a slider low, ball one. Again, Garcia with the head shake Well, that was a good pitch. So the Halifax River out to our north and just to the east. And then 1 mile after that, the ocean, Atlantic Ocean. Swing and a miss on a fastball. You can see all those high-rising resort hotels from the ballpark. And we have a harbor right behind us where they keep the boats. So we got water all around us here, which means the wind usually plays up. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Almonte late on another, one and two. It also meant that in the old days when Daytona was a grass field, this place would flood uncontrollably. And they put in the artificial surface in 2019. Slider low, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And there were days back when it was grass field here, old. We'd come to the ballpark, game at 7 o'clock, massive storm at 3:30, and we knew we could not play. We canceled it right there. It became untenable. Pickoff play, Stafford back in safe. So they put that artificial surface in 2019. Certainly has been matted down since, but you don't have to worry about a tarp or flooding. Wet grass. 2-2 pitch. A fly ball hit into center field. Here comes Ewing. Long run. Still going. And it's going to drop. And Stafura read that the whole way. It was right by second base when it dropped. A base hit for Almonte. And off the bat, I knew it was shallow. I thought that Ewing would get there. And even Serrano, he stopped too. He might have had a better shot at it, but they both peeled off. Off the end of the bat, a lucky hit for Almonte. So a shallow pop-up hit in an infield single. Some tough luck there for Garcia, close to getting two outs, instead two on. Esmith Pineda next, and he will take a slider for a strike. That's tough. If you're a pitcher, you'd like to get one of those under your belt. Instead, they both go against Garcia. 1-1 game, two on, one out, bottom four. Ground ball out to second. Throw to second for one. Throw back to first, not in time. Pineda beats out the double play. Roselli, good job to get to it. Spin and throw to second, get a lead runner. Then he races Almonte. They all kind of developed, though, too slowly. Ball not hit hard enough. And Roselli, he had to run to his left, make the stop, and then pivot, and then throw across his body against his momentum. Stafford is at third, and Moss is at the plate. At the corners with two outs. Garcia's first pitch is a ground ball over his head, out to Vargas, fields it, steps on second. That will force out Pineda, and the inning is over. On one pitch hit by Jack Moss, a fielder's choice, two stranded. Another good inning for Saul Garcia. He's through four innings, allowing just one run. We're off to the fifth here in game one of this series with a 1-1 ball game.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, For every visit with peace of mind. For every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are on a Tuesday night. Sun breaking back out here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Fifth inning. And we're not even an hour in yet. This game's speeding right along between these two FSL East rivals. A.J. Ewing takes a pitch for ball one from Nestor Laurent. Mets got their first run this year off Laurent in the fourth inning. As a changeup misses, A.J. in a 2-0 count. Grounded out in the first at-bat in the second inning. Ron had gotten to 16 two-thirds innings without giving up a run against St. Lucie. Missed on this pitch. And we do have a pitcher warming up in the bullpen for Daytona. He was throwing a football earlier. I've seen guys throw footballs before games at all levels. As the ball is crushed foul, swinging 3-0. They weren't paying attention in the Mets bullpen. They are now. I've never seen in a game a reliever throwing a football. Swing and a miss on a changeup, and it's a full count. AJ way ahead of that pitch. Laurent battling back here, getting swinging strikes, 3-0 and 3-1. And then Ewing flies one out to left. That's going to slice into that aforementioned canal. Splash down on a bounce. Just notice this. The wind has picked up, and now it's shifted totally in. You might be able to hear it on the crowd microphone. Strange. Maybe the remnants of that storm that missed us. Three, two again, and it's foul tip for strike three. Ewing got ahead 3-0, but strikes out in the end. That's the sixth strikeout for Laurent. Now Jacoby Long. Let's see if we can get Jacoby going here in his first game. Serrano's got a base hit and an RBI. Roselli's made a couple of nice plays defensively, but other than a ground out. Haven't heard much from Long. No balls his way in left field. Change up. Too high. Game tied at one. One out. Nobody on. Top five. Ball skips away in the dirt. Slider. Two balls and a strike. Decent crowd here at the Jack for a Tuesday night as they're running out of home games here in Daytona as well. Got one more homestand after this. Fastball wraps in for a strike. Two balls and two strikes is the new count. Laurent from the windup. It's a ground ball. Base hit right side. And Jacoby Long is his first professional hit. Congratulations to him. Another ball back to the dugout. All-time keepsake. Now this is a successful debut for all three guys. Two of them have a hit. And Roselli, good work at second. Let's see if he can get hit at some point in time. He's on deck now that Cuevas is at the plate. Cuevas fouls away the first pitch to the left. Again, you know, these new draft picks, you know, we don't expect them to come in here and be world beaters and all of a sudden get the St. Lucie Mets on a 10-game winning streak. Have to realize that after a long college season, draft process, then being shut down, then being ramped back up. It's a lot. And if they can bring some energy and enthusiasm and want to the team. Could be a good jolt of energy. We saw it in 2021 and 2022. Not so much last year, because we didn't have many position players last year in the college ranks. Ball is fouled away by Cuevas. We had Nick LaRusso, who finished out here, struggled, but it's been better this year in Brooklyn. And he went to AA Binghamton. Kellum Clark didn't play very much, and Christian Pregent was assigned to us when we came on the road to Daytona, and by the end of the week he was up in Brooklyn. And that was it. Didn't really get much other help. Line drive foul. There were some college pitchers that joined us in the last couple of weeks of the season, but those guys, you know, pitch once a week, maybe an inning or two. They don't make nearly the impact as a position player is going to go out there on a 4 or 5 days out of the six. Timeout called late by Cuevas. One on, one out, top five. Bullpen continues to work for the Tortugas. Laurent set. The pitch is popped up. Catcher Omani is going to take a look. That ball's behind us and out of play. Cuevas down in the count, but battling. He struck out swinging in the third. Both teams with the run, and now both teams with three hits. Long's going. Pitches weakly hit out to first base. Pitcher's got to cover. Laurent gets there in time. And he chased after that ball for a long time and then bailed out to first base and received a throw from Jack Moss. That's good teamwork to get Cuevas. Once that ball got by Laurent and he kept running for it, my initial thought was, oh, Cuevas is going to make it to first. He redirected. Long ran on the pitch, and he's up to second base. No chance to get him. So Nick Roselli, a chance for a two-out RBI opportunity, and immediately Laurent will step off the rubber. Serrano knocked in Barrow with the two-out hit last inning. Roselli swings out in front of a changeup. He seemed to be fooled by the pitch speed in his first at-bat striking out. Swing and a miss on the slider. A little bit off here in his first two at-bats. Let's see if he can find something with the two-strike count. O-2 pitch. Good eye. Fastball low. Laurent coming towards the end of his day, it would appear. Deep exhale. A 1-2 pitch. It's foul tip for strike three, a fastball. Roselli strikes out for the second time. That's Laurent's seventh strikeout of the night. In all likelihood, he is done. As it stands, five innings, three hits, one run, and no walks. Seven strikeouts for Laurent. We're at the halfway point. Mets and Tortugas tied at one.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Bottom of the order batting for Daytona. While we don't have Laurent and Garcia dueling over perfect games anymore, we do have them dueling trying to keep this game where it is, which is tied at one. Laurent able to hold the line in the fifth with a strike out of Roselli to strand the go-ahead run at second, and now 7-8-9 for Daytona in the bottom half of the fifth. Line drive, base hit into left center field. Ewing quick to get it, will backhand and will hold Carlos Sanchez to a long single. Good rally by AJ in left center. I've seen balls there over the years wind up with runners at second base. A leadoff hit. That is the first leadoff man to reach in the ballgame. We'll see what that means as Diego Omana will come up. Ground it out back to Garcia in the third. Mets would love a ground ball here. Something to keep an ear on, ear out for, and for me to keep an eye on is how that middle infield plays. With Vargas in his first game since July 6th, and Roselli, his new up-the-middle mate, in his first pro game. Ground ball. Cuevas is going to field it. Look to second. Throw to Garcia covering. Saul reaches out with his right foot. Gets the base. Omana is out on the 3-1 put out. And Sanchez up to second base. Initially, Cuevas ran for that ball. Kind of hit between first and second. He took charge. He looked up at second base. Didn't have a very good angle. Knew he had the out right behind him at first. It's the right thing to do when you're in a low-scoring ball game, pitcher's doing well. Don't compound the problem. Don't give away an out. Give him a chance at a big inning. As Trey Faltin is up. First pitch swinging. Last time, Faltin homered 409 feet to left. This time he takes a called strike. The source of Daytona's offense tonight. One pitches outside. No activity in the Mets bullpen. I'm going to let Saul Garcia eat here. 4 1/3 innings. And he went 5 innings last time he pitched here in Daytona on July 3rd. Doing much better this time around. 1-1. Ooh, came inside and hit Faltin. Caught him somewhere on the thigh. Ball hit off of him and then went right into Hernandez's mitt. A glancing blow. That is the first hit batter and or walk tonight. And this is the first bit of trouble. Well, I won't say that because last inning it was the same. First and second, one out. And it's first and second, one out again. But now we're going the third attempt through the lineup. Starting with Yerlin Confidon, who's 0 for 2. Confidon takes a slider for a ball. Again, there, not much mystery between Garcia and the Tortugas. They've seen each other so much this year. Got an indication of that in the very first pitch from Garcia today where he went changeup to start his night. Trying to keep Daytona off balance the best he can. Time called by the catcher, Hernandez. And a lot of action going on behind Garcia. And Vargas running to cover second base. Sanchez running back to the base. Third base side left wide open. Sal Garcia standing still. Hernandez called the timeout. Now the pitch. It's a slider down and in. 2 and 0. Garcia hasn't fallen behind very many hitters tonight. Line drive into right field. Serrano loping towards it. He's going to make the catch. Runner's going to tag. Sanchez going to third. Vargas will field it, look around. No play to make. Nice running catch by Serrano. Long strides. Looks like a gazelle out there flagging that ball down. And again, we talk about the middle infield of Vargas and Roselli getting used to each other. Well, A.J. Ewing in center field and Serrano have to get used to how they're going to play. And A.J. took the backup route, running behind. The runners at the corners with two outs and Cabrera up. Confidon, the flyout 0 for 3 now. Cabrera 0 for 2. Faltin trying to steal second. Hernandez is going to fake a throw. It'll be a stolen base for Faltin. He got a great jump. Hernandez unleashes that ball to second base. A runner at third. Sanchez might have come on home. Big spot in the game now. Tied at 1 in the fifth. A hit could make it a 3-1 game. Good stop on the backhand in the dirt slider. Ronald knocks it down. First pitch to Cabrera, by the way, on the stolen base. That was called the strike. He let it pass. One pitch, slider away. Well, you have Cabrera here, very dangerous hitter. And the top prospects on the Reds team, Reds organization. You have Stafura next. He's hot too. So, Garcia, you can't exactly pitch around Cabrera, but you can pitch him carefully, which is what's happening here. Ground ball, he fouled it off his foot. Hernandez is going to pick it up in fair territory, but umpire signal foul. The Mets dugout looked like asking. It did appear to hit off his foot. 2-2 with two outs and two in scoring position in a 1-1 game. Big pitch coming. Garcia dangling the right arm, set. 2-2 pitch, slider away, down in the dirt. As well, Cabrera watching it all the way in. Garcia's tried to sucker him in on that pitch three times. He has not fallen for it. Full count, and Garcia will step off the rubber. Disengagement number one. Set for the 3-2. It's another ground ball foul. Came at him with another slider. This one hammering him inside. Let me pause while our home plate umpire Gabe Vargas dusts off home plate. I don't think he needed it. Just giving Cabrera a chance to reset after he fouled it off his foot. Garcia set for another 3-2. The payoff again. Struck him out on the slider. And a big fist pump for Garcia as he strands two in scoring position. He's through five really good innings, allowing just a solo home run. We head to the sixth in Daytona. Mets 1, Tortugas 1. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network on a Tuesday night from Jackie Robinson Ballpark.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more.
Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The Mets knew it would be a tough task tonight with Nestor Laurent pitching. They had not scored upon in four games in 14 and two-thirds innings. But they survived him. He's out of the game, and the Mets find themselves in a 1-1 tie. I think they would have signed up for that. And now it's Cole Schoenwetter, 19-year-old from Ventura, California. He was the Reds' fourth-round pick last year out of San Marcos High School in Santa Barbara, California. He has spent the majority of his season in the Complex League as he throws strike one to Marco Vargas. Not only did Laurent pitch five innings, but he faced everybody two times, not one person three times. And a second pitch is a strike to Vargas, who's 0-for-2 in his return. First game in a month and a week. He went on the IL in early July. He's been battling wrist and hamstring problems. Been somewhat of a lost season at this point, but here we are, 4 weeks left. See if he can get going. Here he slashes the ball into center field, and he's got a base hit. You just wonder what this Mets offense would have looked like had Marco Vargas been healthy from the start. I think he had the chance to be one of the more dynamic players in the league. Switch hitter, contact guy, rarely strikes out, has speed, can steal bases. The Mets certainly have lost something when they lost him. So Schoenwetter got ahead 0-2 and then gives up the single, and now Boston Barrow, 1-for-2 at the double end, the Mets' lone run. Schoenwetter pitched in 12 games, 10 starts for the Complex League Reds, game number 2 for Daytona. And he throws a changeup for a strike at 87. In his first game last week at Tampa, inning and two-thirds, two hits, two runs, he walked four. Swing and a miss on a fastball at 96. Well, he's throwing strikes tonight. It's amazing how much of a difference that can be. Look at his numbers. Oh, he laid a clunker in his first FSL game. Well, how many walks did he have? Four? Okay, let's see what he does when he throws strikes. 96 with the mid-80s changeup. Correction, this is Hernandez at the plate. I apologize for saying Boston Barrow. Are the Mets batting out of order? Yes. Have I lost my mind? Ground ball to second. Throw to second for one. On to first, double play. That's a double play. It was Hernandez, and the inning is over. Barrow was out, and then Hernandez retired. So three batters, three outs there as Barrow struck out, and then Hernandez grounds out. So better this time around for Schoenwetter as he faces the minimum. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-1 game, each team four hits and no errors. Let's fight one, folks.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10-game flex pack, all for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Somewhere in there, I missed that Boston Barrow struck out, and then Ronald Hernandez quickly into a double play. Well, you look down for 1 second in your scorebook, you look up, and people are all over the place. Apologies for that. Well, Sal Garcia back out to work for the sixth. I knew this was going to happen because nobody had been warming up in the bullpen in the top half of the inning. And a swing and a miss by Sammy Sefura. The Mets could have gotten him out of the game after he got that big strikeout of Cabrera to strand runners at second and third, keep this game tied. They're going to let him face Sefura. Now the bullpen's getting ready. And Jeremy Peguero is throwing in the pen, a lefty reliever. And he's not in any big rush as Sefura takes a ball. It's one and one. Well played ball game, well pitched. Each side as this ball is yanked into left field. And for the first time tonight, Long has a play to make. And Jacoby makes it. Sefura hit it on a line right at him. One step back, one step in. Gets that under his belt, has the hit, now has a put out. Almonte one for two with the single. Swing and a miss. You're just tuning in. It's a 1-1 game. First 17 batters of the night were retired. And Trey Faltine as the 18th batter of the game on the first pitch, homered to left. The Daytona 1-0 lead. Foul tip by Almonte for a strike. Mets got their first hit with their 11th batter, Boston Barrow, opposite field double. And then with two outs, Eli Serrano, Mets fourth round pick from NC State, got an RBI single, his first hit. Tied this game at one. Both teams missing out on a chance. In the fifth inning, the runner in scoring position. One and two on Almonte. Garcia from the stretch. Just missed. Must have been low. Looked pretty good. Garcia's pitch. That's in there for strike three. Knee-high fastball. Almonte might have got away with the previous one. Not this time. Sal Garcia's third strikeout. We have not had a walk in this game. Garcia, Laurent, now Schoenwetter, reliever for Daytona, throwing into the strike zone. I don't think these teams have been bothered by Gabe Vargas' strike zone either. There have been a couple of look-backs at him, but nothing where anybody's throwing their hands up. And he's calling his own balls and strikes. No ABS tonight. First pitch to Pineda is a strike. He's 0 for 2. Slider just off. Ooh, Ronald Hernandez, an overthrow to the mound. So, Sal trying to jump out of his shoes. Let's not strain the pitcher here. Garcia looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Had one in the first and second. None since. A 1-1. Fastball, strike two on the corner. 93 miles an hour. This will certainly be Garcia's last inning. He's approaching 90 pitches now. The 1-2. Check swing. Did he go too far? Oh! He held up. Shocking. I thought the home plate umpire, Gabe Vargas, was going to ring him up right there. And I thought for sure Jeremy Rada would punch him out. Mets were leaving the field. I think the umpires went 0 for 2 there. 2-2 on Pineda. Slider down. Full count. He went too far. He did not check his swing on that 2-2 pitch. 3-2. The pitch walked him. And Garcia frustrated. The first walk of the night after he should have had strike three. Missed twice by the umpires. And we'll see if Yuki is going to make the move. I think he is. Oof. That would be tough. But he's at 91 pitches. Sal Garcia mouthing something into his mitt. He's not happy. Yuki watching, and he's coming out. He's got to do it. Protect the player. Garcia just sees this, and now he's, yeah, you feel for him. He made the pitch he needed to. He got the swing he needed to. The umpire at the plate missed it. The umpire in the field missed it. Should have been strike three, a 1-2-3 inning. Instead, it's a walk, and the signal has not been made yet, and now it is. Yuki thought he might have tried to convince him to let him stay in. But nope, Garcia's going to exit. Baguero will come on and face the lefty Moss in a 1-1 game.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Oh, Sal Garcia is so close. One check swing away from six innings. He departs at 5 2/3, and now Paguero will face Jack Moss. Another big thing is if Paguero was going to pitch the next inning, he would have gotten Moss, a lefty, and then another lefty in Sanchez. That would have been a great way to start the seventh. Instead, he's got the lefty at the plate now, and hopefully, after this batter, we'll get one lefty to start the seventh. First, he attempts a pickoff throw on Pineda, who is safe. Moss tonight, two ground outs. Slider down, ball one. Paguero's had a solid season. 2-1, a 2.48 ERA and 16 relief appearances. Only 18 hits and 8 earned runs in 29 innings. And 40 strikeouts. Fly ball left field long, giving chase to the corner. Does he have room? He leaps, and he makes the catch over the rail. Jacoby Long, welcome to the pros. Scales the fence in foul ground. Full extension with the arm over the wall and pulls it back. A play to remember in his pro debut. Side retired. Even the Daytona fans love that one. They go to the seventh, 1-1.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Just a tremendous play by Jacoby Long in his first pro game. Jackie Robinson Ballpark, different dimensions here. Racing into a chain link wall. Leaping up, arm over the wall, makes the catch. Tremendous. Now Serrano up for the third time. Schoenwetter greets him with the strike, and he tries to push a bunt down. He foul tips it for strike two. And the third baseman, Sanchez, playing way back over towards shortstop. Tried to push that one down. 0-2. Serrano lined out hard in the second. Two-out RBI single in the fourth for the Mets. Lone run here. He tries to climb the ladder. Foul tip strike three. A chin-high fastball. So Schoenwetter struggled in his debut. Couldn't throw strikes. Well, now throwing a lot of strikes and succeeding at a high level. Last three batters, strikeout, double play, strikeout. Colin Houck has struck out twice. That against Laurent. We'll take a fastball low at 94. Mets have struck out now nine times tonight. Haven't drawn a walk. One out in the seventh. Pitch is a strike. Well, Daytona can pitch it. That's their forte this year. And they've got some guys with some pop. How tied up on a slider. It's a 80% swing. And we'll use this timeout. It's 1-2. Slider in there for strike three. Hout didn't like the call. A three strikeout day for him. And three strikeouts and a double play in the last four batters for Schoenwetter. Daytona has pitched to the tune of a 2.51 ERA against the Mets this season. As a ball is delivered to A.J. Ewing. And Daytona as a team has a 3.62 ERA, so over a full run lower against the Mets than their team average. And the Mets have pitched it almost a full run lower against Daytona than their team average. So this has been, at times, a pitching-heavy matchup. Ewing swings and misses. Now, a lot of that great pitching was done in that very first series between these teams here in Daytona, the end of May, or end of April into May. 2-1 pitch, and Ewing will take a ball. It's back when the Mets had some of those college guys. Jack Weninger pitching at his peak. Hudepohl, Tresser. 3-1 pitch, and Ewing will foul it away to the left. It's a full count. Second straight at bat for Ewing with a full count last time he struck out. Mets and Tortugas tied at one. Each team with four hits, no errors, two outs, top seven. From the windup, missed high with the ball. That's the game's first, second walk. First for Daytona. So Ewing will head down to first and the inning will continue for long. How many times have you seen a player make a great defensive play and then come up to the plate next half inning and have a good at-bat? Often. Let's see if he can put something together here. Looking for a two-hit game. Nobody in this contest has a two-hit game as the ball is delivered outside. Ewing with good speed. We'll see if maybe he tries to take off. The way the offenses have gone today. Might need to sprinkle in some razzle-dazzle. Pitches outside, 2-0. Or, hope that Schoenwetter starts to show what he did last week in Tampa. Lose the strike zone. A walk and now a 2-0 count. This ball is blasted into left center field. It's down and it's rolling. Ewing speeding around the diamond. He's going to get waved in. Long hustling too. He's going for third. He might be waved in. He's going to slide into third base with a triple. And the Mets have the lead. Big inning for Jacoby Long. He had that great catch last inning. And now here with two outs in the top of the seventh, a go-ahead triple. 2-1 St. Lucie. And for a moment, if that relay throw had gotten away, he might have been given the green light. Looked like that ball nearly wedged under the billboard out left center field. Extra long run for those outfielders. Now Cuevas. What a debut for Jacoby Long out of the University of Miami. Slider inside. It's hat tip to A.J. Ewing for drawing the two-out walk. Back-to-back strikeouts to start this inning, and the Mets end up scoring a run, a bonus here in the top half of the seventh for their first lead. Swing and a miss by Cuevas, 2-1. Cuevas takes this pitch on the corner. Did not like the call. Two and two. Long walking down the third base line. Cuevas takes a pitch outside. Fans thought it was a strike. It was close to the last pitch. Look, Sal Garcia didn't get the benefit of a strike three call to end an inning. Why should Daytona? Payoff pitch. Cuevas strikes out swinging on the fastball at 94 miles per hour. Cole Schoenwetter strikes out three, but in between, a walk and a triple. Jacoby Long doing a little bit of everything tonight. Go ahead, triple. Inning-saving catch. Mets have a 2-1 lead at the stretch.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Twilight here in Daytona Beach, Florida, a mile or so from the Atlantic Ocean. Mets have their first lead of the night, but a long way to go in this one. They pitched it well through the first six. Al Garcia, 5 2/3, 4 hits, a run, a walk, 3 strikeouts on 91 pitches, but it's Peguero, a pitcher of record. Got that last out in the sixth, more like Long got that last out. Peguero benefited from it. Now Sanchez, who takes this pitch inside. So Peguero's pitched well this season. Let's see if he can hold the fort down. Let's try to piece this together at the end, towards the end. Pitch is outside. It's 2-0. Starts with throwing strikes, of course. He's got the benefit of a lefty batter. Sanchez 1-for-3 with the single and the ground out. That fastball gets in there for a strike. 2-1. Fastball, same spot, same call. 2-2 count. Peguero about as fresh an arm as the Mets have. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, popped up to shallow left. Long racing in, slows down, makes the catch. Lost his hat in the process. Easier than the last. And Sanchez is retired. On the fly out to left. Peguero last pitched on Wednesday out of the bullpen against Bradenton, the day game. 2 1/3 innings, a hit, no runs, a walk, 3 strikeouts. 3 straight appearances without a run. Well, a hot hand as this ball is fouled away by Omania. He's grounded out 1-3 and 3-1. The pitcher throwing to first base, and from the first baseman throwing to the covering pitcher. Well, one slider grounded foul. He somehow hooked it straight left into his own dugout without the ball hitting himself. O-2 pitch, ground ball up the middle, through for a base hit. Diego Omania now represents the tying run on first base with one out in the seventh. Hard hit ball just climbed right up and over the mound. Faltin is yet to be retired, is at the plate. Homer in the third, hit by pitch in the fifth. He's the ninth hitter tonight. Don't be fooled. 2 weeks ago, the FSL Player of the Week. First pitch slider, strike one. And by the way, I never mentioned the other roster moves. The Mets adding the 3 college players, Jacoby Long, Nick Roselli, and Eli Serrano, activating Marco Vargas. And that's 4 players on, which means 4 players had to leave. As this pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. And that's rat 30. Added those 4, have to take 4 off. One of those players that left, tough break, Diego Mosquera. Talking about Trey Faltin, the 9-hitter, doing well. That reminded me that Diego got the short end of the stick, sent down to the FCL. breaking ball down and away, technically placed on the development list at St. Lucie, but stayed behind in the FCL. They are continuing to play unofficial games against other nearby teams. 1-2 pitch coming to Faltine. Paguero delivers, and it just misses. I don't know if it missed low or outside, but that looked knee-high outside corner to me. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Paguero, breaking ball, struck him out. Good slider. His first strikeout of the night. So Diego Mosquera to the development list. Carlos Oviedo, who was a third catcher in the Mets roster, who had 3 hits on Sunday, he was placed on the development list, although he's still with us. I guess he's going to be hanging around as the bullpen catcher. Ronald Hernandez and Vincent Perozzo, the two active catchers. Check swing, pitch in the dirt, good stop by Hernandez. Check swing, strike, Confidon. And you like to have 3 catchers on the roster if you can. You certainly need 2, but then you don't want your backup catcher to serve as a bullpen catcher on a nightly basis. Give those guys rest. 0-1 on Confidon, this lefty-lefty battle. Aguero's slider swung on and missed, strike 2. Mets return Christian Rodriguez, the right-handed reliever, to the FCL. Pitched solidly in 1 game on Saturday. And a Starling Mercado, big first baseman with 8 home runs, up to Brooklyn. So those are 4 off to get the 4 on. 0-2 pitch to Paguero from Paguero, right in there for strike 3. Slider devastating. Freezes Confidon, who knew it right away. Back-to-back strikeouts for Paguero. Boy, he looks sharp tonight. No runs, a hit, no errors. 1 stranded. 8th inning is coming up here in Daytona. Mets holding a 2-1 lead.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Adam McDonald here in Daytona Beach, Florida for game 1 of a 6-game series. Really entertaining ball game so far. Well played by both sides. Mets leading it 2-1. Both teams with 5 hits, no errors in the game, had some really good defensive plays. Mets draft players making an instant impact. Fun to see. Schoenwetter starts with the slider high to Nick Roselli. The only thing left for the Mets draft picks to do today is get this guy Roselli on the board with the hit. And he takes this pitch inside. It's 2-0. You got Long with 2 hits, including the go-ahead hit. You have Serrano with the hit. The game-tying hit had the long, tremendous play in left, climbing the wall in foul territory to make a catch for the final out of the 6th. Roselli's made a couple of nifty plays at second, and he wants to get that hit out of the way. They might not get a chance. This pitch misses high at 94. It's 3-0. Guys have the green light these days. He doesn't take it. He takes instead a thigh-high fastball. 3-1. We're in the eighth, getting down to the wire here at the Jack. Schoenwetter's 3-1 pitch, and it's going to miss inside, a slider. And Roselli will reach base. They don't return the ball to the dugout for that. You got to get the hit first, but didn't get many pitches to hit there. So it's a leadoff base runner. That's perhaps the most important thing. On the road, one-run leads have been a big problem for the Mets. It feels like a 50-50 toss-up, including here in Daytona. So they could find a way to bring Roselli around, go a long way in trying to get a rare win up here. That's 3-6. And in Marco Vargas's return to live action, he's going to go 3 at-bats and 7 innings in the field and give way to Yonatan Henriquez. Henriquez, first pitch swinging, grounds in right field. Roselli had to hold up so it didn't hit him. And it's a single on the first pitch, so Henriquez, cold off the bench, will single. And look, he had a great day from the leadoff spot on Sunday, getting on base the first 3 times in 4 innings. And he's technically in the leadoff spot here tonight, filling in for Vargas, pinch hitting. And he got himself a hit. So this is the Mets' opportunity now. First and second, no outs. You got the meat of the order, Barrow, Hernandez. Schoenwetter from the stretch. Barrow will take a low pitch for ball one. Looking in the Mets' bullpen, ball has gotten away from the reliever down there. That's Anthony Nunez. Interesting. Dazzled in his debut at home last week. And be entrusted with a tight lead late on the road in his second game. Get to that later. Barrow's second pitch to him is high. 2-0. Pitch outside, ball 3. Schoenwetter in danger of loading the bases. 3-0 pitch, he missed high. That was not close. And this is it for the Mets. They have loaded the bases with no outs in the eighth inning, leading by a run. They are in prime position to add insurance runs, perhaps pull away. Willie Blair, the pitching coach for Daytona, is coming out. And the bullpen, which had nobody getting ready, will now hustle somebody into action. But for the moment, it's going to be Schoenwetter. Around the Florida State League today, Jupiter and Palm Beach played the early game at 5 o'clock. Jupiter won it 3-1. Now, coming into today, Daytona had a 2.5-game lead on Jupiter for the wild card spot in the playoffs in the East Division. See who's going to face Palm Beach. I don't think anybody's catching Palm Beach in the second half after the Cardinals won the first half. So this is a big swing game for Daytona. They could see their lead go from 2.5 to 1.5. Clearwater beating Tampa 7-2 in Clearwater. 2-0 Daytona at Bradenton in the seventh. Fort Myers up 5-0 at home against Lakeland in the bottom of the fifth. Big series there. Fort Myers leads Lakeland by 2 games in the West Division second half. Mound visit over. Here's Ronald Hernandez, 0-3, bounced into a double play last time up. And he takes ball one outside. No matter what Willie Blair said in that mound visit, unless Schoenwetter can start throwing some strikes, it won't matter. He's walked 3 now. Hernandez lines it into the glove at second base. The throwback to first, not in time. Faltine made a great leaping catch, but his off-balance throw to Moss at first base took Moss off the bag. Barrow heads up, dove back in. Tough break for Hernandez. Another couple inches that's in the right fields. And the Mets are going to have a run and a hit, and the base is reloaded. Great job by Faltine to get that ball elevated. And fortunately for the Mets, not a double play. So now Serrano, and he takes a slider, ball one. And Eli Serrano, one for three with the game-tying hit back in the fourth. Now looking for the game-breaking hit. One-oh. Outside, ball two. And Serrano last time swung and missed at a ball about chin high for strike three. He does not appear to be wanting to do that again. Patient. First two pitches. Schoenwetter's 2-0. And Serrano's going to take it for a strike. Right in there. Roselli at third. Enriquez at second. Barrow on first, reaching on walk, single walk. Schoenwetter quietly has walked three in the last seven batters. Serrano takes a pitch right down the pipe at 93. And the last two pitches have been pretty good pitches to hit, and he's let them go by. Starting to shift here. Got the first out. Now a two-strike count. Schoenwetter set. 2-2 pitch. And it's a dribbler up the first baseline. It'll turn foul. And everybody will reset. Serrano, big guy, lanky. He's got that baseball look to him. Wiry and strong. They list him at 6'5", 201. Schoenwetter set for the 2-2. Pitch home. Swung on and missed. And you can hear by the roar of the crowd, they are sensing that they're on the verge of getting out of this. A big opportunity is passing the Mets by. Some tough luck with Ronald Hernandez, the line out. Serrano taking two really good pitches, keeping the bat on his shoulder and striking out in the next one. Now here's Hauk, who has struck out three times. Slider strike one. It's going to be a slider fest for Hauk. You want to go on the road and win. These are the moments. Bases loaded, no outs. You got to put the game away in the eighth inning. Mets in danger of not getting anything. Schoenwetter now starting to throw more strikes. The 0-1 slider swung on and missed. Nothing in two. And everybody in the building can sense it now, can feel it. Can Hauk change the tenor of this current feeling? O-2 pitch to Hauk. Struck him out. Fastball out of the zone. Hauk strikes out for the fourth time tonight. Bases loaded, no outs. The Mets do not score. Had Schoenwetter on the ropes, let him off the hook, and the lead remains one.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart,
We're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone. And safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, the Mets certainly had a chance to, I won't say end this game, but go a long way in getting a win. Didn't come through in the clutch there, and now they're going to have to rely on their pitching to get it done. Baguero did a nice job, inherited the tie, stranded the go-ahead run. Mets gave him the lead, and he had the lockdown last inning. Now Nunez, who dazzled in his debut last week at home. Former position player with the Padres, went back to school, pitched for the Tampa University Spartans, and looked electric in his debut at home last week. Throw a strike to Cabrera. He's got the 2-3 and 4 hitters, the 2-1 lead. Swing and a miss on the slider, and that was a devastating pitch against the Bradenton Marauders last week. That was that 10-1 game where nothing went right for the Mets, but he looked really good. I'm going to take the positives where you can on a day like that. 1-2 pitch to Cabrera, struck him out on the slider again. And between Baguero and Nunez, that's three straight strikeouts. For as jazzed up as this crowd was at the end of that top of the eighth, silenced here by Nunez at the start of the bottom half. This pitch comes inside for ball one to Stafura. Pitch away, two balls, no strikes. Fastball right in there at 95. Got the radar gun back. He was hitting 94 consistently at Clover Park. Reads about a mile per hour hotter here. Noticed. Does at home. 2-1 pitch to Stafura. Cracks this ball foul. Mets will give it a look. They might have an outside chance at this. Yes, it's going to be caught by Cuevas on the warning track in foul territory. That ball looked like it was heading to the seats, and now with that wind blowing out to center again, that might have breezed back for St. Lucie. Good break. Two up, two down for Nunez. First pitch to Almonte is a ball low. Almonte, 1-for-3, your league leader in the FSL with 18 home runs. This pitch way inside and in the dirt. Ball hit the front edge of the left-handed batter's box, kicking up the chalk. 2-0. Four straight retired since Omanya hit a one-out single in the seventh. Ground ball foul. Fastball at 95 again. Baguero's final line. Inning in a third, a hit, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts. He's the Mets pitcher of record. Through 18 pitches, 13 strikes. Nice to see him fill up the zone. Nunez, the 2-1 pitch. Missed up and out. Missed inside with the slider. Amonte draws a walk. That's the Mets' second walk tonight. Comes with two outs in the eighth inning. They've done a good job throwing it over the plate. Nunez, never good to walk a guy, but if you're going to do it, two outs, bases empty, I guess would be the best time. Although, that's what Schoenwetter did in the seventh, and that came back to burn him. Esmith Pineda next, 0-for-2 with the walk. First pitch to him, he takes a slider outside, and Nunez has, for a moment here, lost the strike zone. More balls and strikes now this inning. Monte, a short lead from first. This pitch is popped up foul. Cuevas is going to give it another look, but it's off the roof. Well, the bullpen, the dugout's so small for the visiting team on the first base side that they can't fit everybody in there, and they've painted chalk lines before and after the dugout for the rest of the players to stand in, and you can't go in there as a fielder. You can't cross that white line. Cuevas did. So even if he caught it, was catchable, would have been ruled out of play. Pickoff, though, to first, Amonte back safe. You can stand right near the line and reach over into that area and pluck a ball, but you can't take a step in there. Swing and a miss on a fastball at 93, 1-2. And Nunez is a strike away from putting this inning to bed. Tying run at first and the go-ahead run at the plate. 1-2. Fouled away. Went with the slider inside. Esmith Pineda just haphazardly swung at it just to deflect it foul and keep the at-bat going. Time called. Nunez wants a new ball. He's got it. Mets lead 2-1, two outs, tying run on first base. Nunez, the 1-2, Almonte's running, pitch is lined into center field, the base hit. Almonte's going to go to third, where he is the tying run. Sharply hit right up the middle. Roselli going to cover second base, the ball breezed behind him. Some tough luck there. But after the first two were retired, looked like Nunez was honing in on an easy inning. Now he's got to buckle up, a walk and a single. Tying run 90 feet away. This just a few minutes after the Mets had the bases loaded, no outs, and did not score to add to their lead. Big momentum swings here. Jack Moss 0-for-3, looking for the tying hit. Nunez, first pitch, right in there for strike one. Fastball inside corner. Lost two groundouts and a flyout tonight. That's playing him straight up. Slider down and in. Good catch by Hernandez. Want everything to be tight now between the battery. No wild pitches or pass balls. Daytona trying to do what the Mets did in the seventh. Two outs, nobody on base. Walk and a big hit. And Jordan Krause, rare mid-count mound visit. Mets pitching coach wants a word. The entire defense coming in. Mets going to get somebody up in the bullpen. Not only are the Mets looking for the last out here in the eighth. I mean, first things first, but then they got to find three outs in the ninth if they can maintain this lead. Again, they're asking their relief corps here to go three innings with this lead, potentially. The offense could not get that insurance run or more in the top half of this. It's a tall ask on the road in this environment. Mound visit is over. Count is 1-1. Nunez from the stretch. Pitch home. Runner goes to second. Fouled away. Daytona sending Esmith Pineda And if that pitch was taken low for a ball, which it was, Daytona would be poised to get a hit to take the lead. One and two. Nunez delivers. Line drive, base hit into left field. Game is tied. Long boots it in left field. Picks it up late. And gets it back to the infield before Pineda can score. But it's a 2-2 game. As Moss, with the two-strike count, belts it into left field to bring in Almonte. The two-out walk opens up the door. And the Tortugas kick it in. Strikeout, pop out, walk, single, single, tie game. And now the go-ahead run is 90 feet away for Sanchez. Huge swings of momentum here in the eighth inning, all in favor of the home team. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Mets, 2-1 leaders, bases loaded, no outs at the plate. Cannot get a hit, a walk, anything. Ball in play to get a run in. Daytona. Two outs, nobody on, ends up tying the game in their half of the inning. Fastball for a strike. Moss is going to speed up to second base. Mets not paying attention to him. He advances. Hernandez caught that ball and immediately started running Pineda back to third. Nunez put away Sanchez. He could not do it with Moss. And time is called, and Hernandez is going out to the mound for another visit. Disappointing turn of events for the Mets. This has been a house of horrors for them. Their first six-game series here, they had four leads in the ninth inning. They could have won that series 4-2. They lost it 4-2. Coughed up two ninth-inning leads. Today, it's the eighth inning. Hate to see that it was a walk that did it. You hate to see that it was strikeouts at the plate and that cost them a chance to blow this game open in the top half of the inning. 0-2 pitches inside. Meanwhile, the Tortugas hoping for one more hit, not only to take the lead, but to get a two-run lead. And they're thinking, put this game to bed. Nunez, the 1-2. Sanchez checks his swing. The Mets think he went. He did not. Mets dugout not happy. Look, that wasn't as close as the one earlier with Pineda at the plate against Garcia. Two-two pitch. Fouled away. So Sanchez down in the count, 0-2. Fighting off pitches, getting this count even. Starts to tilt in his direction. 2-2 game. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two in scoring position in the eighth. Nunez the pitch. Fouled away again with a changeup. Nunez might be looking at his last batter here. He's approaching 30 pitches in the inning after he started with a strikeout and got a pop out. A hush, the 2-2. High for ball three. Mets reliever in the bullpen, can't tell who it is, but ready. Just watching. Might be Juan Arnaud. First base is open. 3-2 pitch. Walked him. And Sanchez with the bat flip and a stare into his dugout, trying to inspire his troops. And that's probably going to do it for Nunez. Yep. Yukari De La Cruz, Mets manager, coming out. And for as well as Nunez pitched in his debut game last week, this has got to be very frustrating two up, two down, and he can't close the door on the inning. A walk, two singles, and a walk. And he departs having lost the lead. Now he's just got to hope that his bullpen mate can keep it a tie game. Marauders, or rather, Tortugas. The base is loaded in two outs, and we come back.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Mets just trying to get out of this inning with the game tied. They will rely on Juan Arnaud. This is always a tough spot for a single-A reliever. Bases loaded. Don't care how many outs there are. There is no wiggle room. You're into the fire, and you have to throw strikes. Diego Omana is at the plate. First pitch from Arnaud. Is a fastball for a strike at 97. Omana singled with one out in the seventh, and then there were two outs in this inning, and he had been the last base runner to reach. Things were going so well for the Mets on the mound. Four straight of reach now with two outs. Slider away. The ball into strike. I don't know. On our note, those 97 letter high on the outside corner. I like that pitch. I would not fiddle around with too many sliders here. Just come right at him. Sitting 213 on the season, Omana is. Slider, weakly hit to Barrow. It's going to go foul. Good thing it went foul because that ball was weakly hit. There was not going to be a play at any base. And the count is a ball and two strikes. Everybody is reset. SpongeBob will shut up momentarily. Arnaud looking in. Set. The 1-2. Popped up, foul ground. Mets have a play. Hernandez squeezes it home in foul territory, and the inning is over. But not before. On a two-out, two-strike pitch, Moss ties the game with a single. All started by a two-out walk. So we're back to square one. A tie game. 2-2 going to the ninth.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Third pitcher of the night on the mound for Daytona, Drew Pestka, will take over from Schoenwetter, who walked three but struck out six. So he made his mess, but he cleaned it up. Mets have struck out 13 times in eight innings tonight. Those last two by Serrano and Houck were real stingers. Bases loaded, no outs, and then Hernandez hit that line drive when Faltine climbed the ladder to make the catch. That's really the play of the night. If that ball clears him, Mets score a run. They're up 3-1. Bases loaded, no outs. But then the Serrano strikeout, give him a pass. First game, Houck strikeout for the fourth time. Three pitches, that was rough. And now Ewing. Let's see if he can get it going. He walked with two outs in the seventh, and he scored. So that's a couple for each team. Bitter walks. Two out walks scoring. It's a push there. AJ takes a strike from Pestka. And three innings, three hits, a run, three walks, six strikeouts for Schoenwetter, who threw 51 pitches, 29 strikes. Pesca's pitch is fouled away. Changeup. Ewing 0 for 2 with that walk and run. Pesca, 20 years old, from Carbondale, Illinois. Drafted out of John Logan Junior College in Illinois last year in the 18th round. 1-2 from Pesca, and he gets a strikeout of Ewing. That's the 14th strikeout of the night suffered by the Mets batters, and their third in a row. One gone in the ninth. Pesca pitched against St. Lucie on July 2nd. Not well. Two hits and three runs in an inning. Mets would love to put something together like that again. Here is Long. This pitch is swung on and missed. Long, one of the reasons we're going to be able to play the bottom of the ninth tonight. That two-out RBI triple in the seventh, giving the Mets a 2-1 lead at the moment, for the moment. Takes this pitch away. Also has a single today, so 2-for-3. In his first game as a pro, family in town. 1-1 slider, lets it pass. Cuevas next, and then Roselli. We'll see if anybody can get on. Give Roselli a chance at a first pro hit. 2-1 from Pesca. Inside, look out. Three balls and a strike. 2-2 ball game. One out, nobody on. Top nine. Pesca's pitch. Inside, ball four. And Jacoby Long, who had the speed to get a triple last time up, is on base. We'll see if he attempts a steal here. Go ahead, run on for Cuevas, who's 0 for 3, two strikeouts. Long, very short lead. Not going to go anywhere with that as this pitch is a ball outside to Cuevas. So. Certain points lately, walks have been the best offense for the offense. Cuevas being patient. 1-0. Oh, nearly topples over on this swing and a miss. Pickoff, though, to first by the catcher, Omania, not in time, keeping Long honest down there. Again, the lead he's showing does not give you an indication that he would run. Oh, it's growing. And he's got an open stance and a low crouch. Not running. Pitches outside. Well, the Tortugas are on to him. pickoff throw bound down to first base, and Omanya popped up when he caught that pitch outside. Two-one pitch. Cuevas will take ball three. Shakes his head no as he steps out of the box. It was a close pitch. Umpire Gabe Vargas didn't flinch. Three and one. Outside, ball four. Back-to-back walks with one out in the ninth. And Roselli will come to the plate with the chance to get his first pro hit. And it could be a hit that could possibly give the Mets the lead. Well, this game was flying right along. We were on pace after four innings for about an hour and 30-minute game, but the walks have crept up. Mets starting pitcher Sal Garcia walked one in five and two-thirds. Bergura didn't walk anybody, so there are no walks for the Mets. One walk for the Mets side in seven innings. And there was no walks for Daytona's side through five innings. Now all of a sudden we have 11, or rather eight total walks in the game, plus a hit batter. Omanya went out for a visit, and he was very forceful, it looked like, in his speaking. He wants strikes. Roselli, 0 for 2, two strikeouts and a walk at the plate from the 9 spot. First pitch, line drive, base hit into center field. Long being waved in. Confidon's throw to the plate is way offline. Long scores. Roselli has his first pro hit, and it's a go-ahead single in the ninth inning. The Mets lead 3-2. All the draft picks are coming through. All three have RBI hits today. Serrano to tie the game. Long to give the Mets the lead in the seventh. Roselli to give the Mets the lead in the ninth. What debuts for these guys? Back to the top, and Yonatan Henriquez. And he takes a strike. That ball served right over the head of the shortstop, Stafura. Long pause for a moment to make sure it was clear. And then he was on a dead sprint, and he slid headfirst into home. No play. Pop up, way up on the infield. Looks like foul territory. And it's going to be caught at third base by Sanchez in fair territory. He had to really backpedal. He nearly misplayed that into either an error or a hit. And that was a side pocket catch reaching back. Henriquez, again, subbed in for Vargas and had a pinch hit single in the eighth. Pops out here in the ninth. And Barra will come up. Mets have the lead, but a hit could mean more with Cuevas at second and Roselli at first. And the pitcher, Pesca, will step off. Pitch home to Barrow. Is a ball. I'll tell you what, Pesca's really enamored with Cuevas up there at second base, and he better be careful because you got the league's basically top average hitter, those qualified still around, at the plate. Focus, can't forget about Barrow at the dish here. And this pitch is inside. Boston tonight, a double and a walk. Swing and a miss. Big cut by Barrow, and it's 2-1. He went right after it. Fastball at 96. 2-0 count. Already with the lead. Took his shot. Daytona will have 9-1-2 in the order against Arnaud. in the bottom of the ninth. 2-1 pitch, Barrow slashes it foul. That's going to get out of play left side. Out to the grandstands, and it's 2-2. 3-2 Mets, two outs, two on, top nine. Mets losing the lead, but grabbing it right back. Pesca. 2-2 pitch inside, nearly hit Barrow for ball three. Full count, two outs. Cuevas on first. Cuevas on second. Roselli on first will be running. Head starts. Pesca, payoff pitch. Drive into center field. Compeon running in, goes back, makes the play. Good read by Daytona's center fielder, and the inning is over. But not before Nick Roselli gets himself on the board. All the draft picks have a hit, and Roselli's is a game-breaking, tie-breaking game hit in the ninth. Let's see if the Mets can hold on to it with Arnaud jogging back out to the mound for the home ninth inning.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Here we go. Buckle up, folks. Bottom of the ninth on the road with a one-run lead. Mets have been here before in Daytona. It has not ended well. On the road with the lead in the ninth inning. Man, it's tough. It is tough. It's tough in this ballpark especially. Go back to those games in late April, early May. Mets leading in the ninth inning four times, only walking away with two wins. Arnaud facing Faltine, who homered on the first pitch he saw as the leadoff man in the third. So be wary of that. First pitch, he'll take it for a strike at the letters. Well, Faltine had that great catch, probably more important than his home run. With the bases loaded and no outs in the eighth inning. Keep it a one-run deficit. A deficit Daytona was able to erase, but the Mets took back. Foul ball out of play at 98. All right, so Juan Arnaud is gassing it up out there, coming at Faltine with these heaters. He did a great job coming in with the bases loaded, two outs, got the pop-up to strand the go-ahead run. 0-2, slider, fouled away. Another ball that might be playable. Cuevas, long range, overran it. Missed it just in front of the bullpen. That is a haul to get out there. The fact that he even was in the vicinity was impressive. Had Roselli and Serrano moving in as well. It's just a tough spot that's into the stands at Clover Park. I don't know, making sure his defense is back set before he turns his attention to Faltine. He's ready. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball slugged into center field. Racing back is Ewing. He's got it for the out. It was hit right at him. He froze momentarily, judging whether to go back or forward. And with that wind still breezing out to center field, well past sunset, he judged it properly. And back to the top in Confidon. One down, two to go. 3-2 Mets lead in the ninth. First pitch to Confidon. Ball outside. On a changeup. And Hernandez, who missed that ball out of his mitt, will have to go pick it up when halfway back to the mound. So we pause. Confidon 0-for-4 from the top spot. With two strikeouts. Grounds one foul. It's a ball and a strike. Slider at 87. No action in either bullpen. There is a reliever hoping to get ready for Daytona. Right now just watching. 1-1 pitches in the dirt. Slider low. Arnaud and the Mets trying to end this thing in regulation. Two-one pitch, lined out of play into the canal, splashdown. Two balls, two strikes. Arnaud coming set. The 2-2, struck him out on the pitch in the dirt. Slider gets Confidon chasing. Two up, two down for Juan Arnaud. Arnaud on August 7th at Fort Myers closed out a 3-2 win for the Mets with a scoreless ninth. That was two appearances ago. And he's starting to get used to this. Ricardo Cabrera is all that stands in his way. First pitch, a ground ball. Arnaud fields it. Right back to him. Throws to first. Ball game over. Mets win. Arnaud points to the heavens. It's a 1-2-3 ninth inning for him. And he escaped the mess in the eighth inning. Four batters, four outs, and crunch time for Juan Arnaud. And it's the St. Lucie Mets forming that happy high five line between second, the mound, and the dugout after game one of this series in Daytona. 3-2 the final. And for the new draft picks assigned to St. Lucie, welcome to the pros, guys. What a debut. They all had RBI hits. One to tie, the last two to take leads, the last one to take the final lead. Three runs, all driven in by Serrano, Long, and Roselli. The pitching, for the most part, was excellent. Sal Garcia deserved to win. He'll get a no decision. Aguero deserved to win. Nunez, not his best performance, but the Mets overcame his struggles. Arnaud gets credit with the victory. Pesca, the loss. Some costly walks there by the Tortugas towards the end of the game, and the Mets make them pay the price. Two straight wins for the Mets. 6-3 on Sunday. Off day yesterday. And now 3-2 over Daytona on this Tuesday night. Mets improved to 14-27 in the second half. 36-71 overall. Daytona, tough loss for them. They had a 2.5 game lead for the wild card heading into today. It's been trimmed to 1.5. Tortugas 22-18 in the second half. 53-53 overall. We'll take a break, come back with the post-game show to wrap up the Mets' thrilling 3-2 win on the road in Daytona.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida. Adam McDonough with you from high atop the action, the second floor broadcasting booth. Celebrating another St. Lucie Mets win in 2024. This one's going to be special for a long time because of the pieces and the players who did it. We've been waiting now for these draft picks to start arriving. And I always say it with hesitation. Don't expect too much of them. These guys haven't played games in a while. Maybe they play an FCL game. But they're ramping back up. You know, the expectations, they're not going to come in here and be saviors. But tonight was truly special when all three of the draft picks making their pro debuts all get hits. They all get RBI hits, and they are all massive. Serrano to tie the game when the Mets had basically a no-hitter going against them. Long to give the Mets their first lead in the seventh, and although that lead did not stand up, it was a big one. And then Roselli in the ninth inning after two strikeouts, looking a little lost in those first two at-bats with the timing off, just delivers in crunch time. And all of those hits, by the way, all of them with two outs. It just gets better the more you think about it. So a night to remember for sure, and I'm told we have more draft picks coming later in the series. So, exciting times. About the only thing I wished was that this was at home, so you could have got it on MILB TV, and home fans could have been a witness to it. But alas, their legend will kind of grow before they arrive at Clover Park next week to face the Palm Beach Cardinals. All right, let's get to the scoring summary. It started in the third inning. This was a wacky game to start because the first 17 batters made outs against Nestor Laurent and Sal Garcia. But then Sal's first pitch to Trey Faltin was slugged 409 feet to left field over the batting cages for a home run. So on that one swing, you got the game's first base runner, first hit, and first run. 1-0 Daytona after three. In the fourth inning, the Mets 10 up, 10 down, but Boston Barrow got them off the hook with that double off Laurent down the third base side. After Hernandez struck out, Serrano laced a single into center field. That brought home Boston, tied the game at one. We remain tied at one until the seventh inning. First two batters, Serrano and Houck, strike out. But then Ewing draws a walk. Don't think much of it. But then Long hits a gap shot to left center field. He races around for a triple. Ewing off on contact with two out, scores easily, so the Mets had a 2-1 lead. Then the Mets had a chance to blow the game open in the eighth inning. They loaded the bases, no outs, but a line out unlucky for Hernandez and strikeouts of Serrano and Houck ended the Mets' hopes of breaking the game open, and they paid for that in the bottom of the eighth. Despite the fact that Nunez got the first two batters out, he walked Almonte, Pineda singled, Almonte to third, Moss with a two-out, two-strike single to left, brought home Almonte as the tying run. Then Carlos Sanchez drew a walk to load the bases. The Mets on the brink of not only losing the lead, but maybe losing the tie and perhaps the game. But Arnaud came in and got the pop out of Omania in foul territory. And then in the ninth, it's the walks again. A one-out walk to Long. A one-out walk to Cuevas back-to-back. Brings up Roselli. He punches a ball into center field. That brings home Long. He slides in head first, safe. Mets lead 3-2, and then Arnaud, that's a shut-the-door inning in the ninth. Fly out, strike out, and a ground out on a comebacker. That's two of his last three appearances. Arnaud's been handed a 3-2 lead in the ninth inning and has gotten the job done. 2 weeks ago in Fort Myers, it was a save. This one, he gets credit for the win. Moving to the box score, starting with the line score, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Mets. 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Daytona. Hitters in the game, Long, in his debut, the only player in the entire contest with multiple hits. He went 2-for-3 with the triple, the RBI, a walk, and a run. What a debut. Vargas had a hit. Henriquez in off the IL. Henriquez subbing in for him late had a hit. Boston hit his 16th double and drew a walk. Serrano 1-for-4 and Roselli 1-for-3 with an RBI and a walk. For Daytona, 7 batters had hits, 2 did not. The 2 who didn't, Confidon and Cabrera, 1-2 in the order, went 0-for-10 with 5 strikeouts. And tough to win ball games when your 1-2 hitters are doing that. Pitchers in the game, Garcia 5 2/3, 4 hits, a run, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. Paguero, an inning and a third, 1 hit, no runs, 2 strikeouts. Nunez, 2/3, 2 hits, a run, 2 walks, a strikeout, and Arnaud. Now 3-1 is his record this year, an inning and a third, perfect. 4 up, 4 down with the strikeout. Laurent continues to dice up St. Lucie. 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, no walks, 7 strikeouts. Just 1 run in 19 2/3 against the Mets this year, but the Mets, for the first time, he did not win the game against them. Schoenwetter, 3 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Pesca, the loss, 1-3, an inning, a hit, a run, 2 walks, and a strikeout. Ball game played in 2 hours and 36 minutes in front of 1,244 baseball-loving souls here at the Jack, who saw their team lose and the Mets draft picks get off to rousing starts in their pro careers. Now we turn our attention to tomorrow. We'll see what the lineup is for Yukari De La Cruz. Whatever it is, we're going to have first pitch at 6:35. Weather looks good again, so prepare for that. We will go airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network at 6:25 with the pregame show. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this broadcast, and this postgame show. Once again, your final from Daytona Beach, Mets 3, Tortugas 2. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. I hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.